I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Gino Angeli. He's with the Exchange Club of Marquette County to find out the latest with the plans for the International Food Fest at Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette over the 4th of July weekend. Here's more with Gino Angeli.
Starting Saturday on the 2nd, we have just a little warm-up with the music, couple of bands. Country Hawk, Century Hawk, and Jimmy and Ray will finish up, and then we have other groups the other days from noon till 10, your local bands, and you all know them. They'll be down there, and the beer will be flowing, the weather will be great, and the food will be good, so
and
come
that
down
is,
and support us.
So that is Saturday evening. It gets going Sunday, and then Monday the 4th, and of course, then that all culminates with the fireworks, but a lot of the usual stuff down there, something different. What's happening? Anything that's new?
The smokehouse, the Great Lakes Smokehouse is coming from Harvey. They were there last year, and everybody really enjoyed them. That's probably the newest. The Island will be there with their food. Plenty of Gilbert's ice cream by the NTN. Nothing really new, Walt, but, all good stuff.
But again, this is something that didn't happen 2 years ago, so it is still a destination spot.
Marquette is getting to be the place to be the 4th of July. There's so much going on with the food fest, great parade, great fireworks. The Legion is doing their breakfast. That's a tradition. Mm-hmm. Go up to the Legion Hall and get all-you-can-eat breakfast for, 10, 12 bucks, whatever it is. Support the Legion. And there's just a lot going on.
What's the hours with the event at the harbor?
Starting Saturday night, we'll start at 6 o'clock and go till 10 real quickly, kind of. And then 12 to 10 Sunday and Monday. And beautiful fireworks coming at about, 10:30 probably, Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Gino Angeli, good enough to get out of bed and join us here this morning. And this is all a fundraiser for the Exchange Club because you guys like writing a lot of checks.
Marquette County Exchange Club has been doing this for 40 years. We got to be over $1 million, I bet, in those years. And we raised charitable funds for 75 different organizations, at least. Mm-hmm. I know we do. Because thinking about the checks we write and the people, and there's a need. Every one of them need a little bit of something, a little bit of help. And it's from youth organizations to the veterans and Alzheimer's, those tracking devices and all that stuff. It all goes back into your community. So, and we couldn't do this without the support of Marquette County and the surrounding areas. It's really feels good to see these people come out and realize that this is for a good cause.
Well, it's a lot to do. It's a lot of fun. You put together the music, the food, the beer, the wine, the bouncy houses for the kids. It's all there. But that happens also because people help out. And I know you're looking for volunteers. How can people take part?
Call me, because I can set you up with something to do. So dial 360-6926 and 249-1595, and I'll find you a couple hours. I'll find you a whole day of something to do.
When's the initial setup getting underway?
We're going to start Wednesday evening, the 29th. We'll be setting up tents about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have a little lunch afterwards, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until we open up. We'll be doing a little something every day. We don't work that hard, but, we're trying to spread it out.
That's true. It's a good format.
But like I said, I will be Saturday evening for sure looking for you to find something to do. And who knows, whatever else going on this weekend, I'm planning on that. So
what's those numbers to call again?
906-249-1595 and 360-6926.
That's Gino Angeli with the Exchange Club of Marquette County. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.